Freeland's, among others, was last week. OTA's creeping closer and closer. From USA Today, let's welcome back to the show, Window Nation, guest hotline. He's our buddy, Chris Mumbaka. Chris, what's up?
Bob Vitti, what's up, guys? Great to be on, as always.
All right, before we get to the schedule and everything that goes along with that, Aaron Rodgers. We know in Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders looked good at rookie camp. We know in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's the dude. And obviously here in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson's the guy. What about Aaron Rodgers? What's all the hubbub? When's he going to decide? If any reference, you know, he'll just show up for mandatory minicamp so there's no circus surrounding OTAs and all of that. Are we still assuming, Chris, that Aaron Rodgers, when they kick off the NFL season of 25, will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Or are you maybe disagreeing with that assessment?
I will agree for now, because otherwise what the Pittsburgh Steelers did since their season ended in Baltimore back in January is completely inexplicable. How do you, you know, just have the quarterbacks you have on the roster, you know, Mason Rudolph, you draft the guy out of Ohio State. I don't really get it. All signs point to Rodgers winding up there at some point. When that is, you mentioned OTAs or skipping OTAs to go into the mandatory minicamp. I wouldn't even be surprised if that, you know, kind of goes by the wayside too. Rodgers on the McAfee show a few weeks back obviously said he's got something going on in his personal life, I guess. But he was at the Kentucky Derby too, so who knows what's going on. You know, it's Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm not signing him, I'll tell you that. But, you know, if you're Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan and the Pittsburgh Steelers, God bless you. You don't really have much to do. I am interested, though, because maybe now the Saints become a player for this season. That wouldn't surprise me.
Now, Chris, what about with the schedule coming out? Bob and I were kind of thinking that Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day is a spot for the Ravens, because they're going to get a bunch of national primetime games.
Yeah, I can see them on Christmas again. It seems to be that they're running back similar formulas, right? Like you got the Chiefs on Black Friday for a second straight year, for example. You have the Super Bowl champ Eagles involved. And, yeah, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they're always going to get a bunch of exclusive standalone. And then sometimes that obviously be in primetime spots. I would totally expect that, whether Thanksgiving or Christmas. Just the numbers, I'll guess Thanksgiving, because we already have a couple. We have one Christmas game out. So we'll see. As always, Ravens, get your national TV slots ready.
Now, Chris, I was watching a lot of, you know, on Facebook and stuff, a lot of clips from Cleveland's rookie mini camp, you know, and mm-hmm. Shedeur Sanders was on most of them. Because you hear a lot of good things about him, and on one of the radio stations, Bob, the one that you go on, one of the guys came on and says, I expect Shedeur to be the starter by week 5.
Oh, Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
The fan, baby. Ken Carmen and his boys.
That's who it was. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we love that, cross-branding there. But
yeah, that's right.
I was on with you guys. I said my piece on Shedeur. I'm glad that he wound up with Stefanski and the Browns. I think it's going to be the right developmental situation for him, and maybe the best one that he really could have out of the pool of teams that were seriously going to, you know, consider taking him, or even, you know, had a path to taking him for that matter. So, I think the reports out of there yesterday were that he was better than Dillon Gabriel, and that wasn't really a stretch to say. So I think that Shedeur is positioning himself well, and if he, you know, like he says, if he keeps doing what he's saying, right, putting his head down, putting in the work, not letting whatever happened over draft weekend affect him and how he approaches his rookie season, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if he takes the field at some point.
Now, Chris, an interesting division, and it seems like they're getting a lot of love right now from the NFL, is the NFC North.
Oh, yeah. No, you got a couple good teams there. So, obviously, I think, three playoff teams last season between the Lions, Vikings, and Packers. And then you also have the upstart Bears with Ben Johnson mm-hmm. in his first year, Caleb Williams. They really upgraded that offensive line this offseason. Year two of the Williams to receiver Rome Odunze connection. They got Loveland out of Michigan with the number 10 overall pick, a player that they clearly had rated super high because Penn State's Tyler Warren was slotted to go ahead of him as the first tight end in the first round. But the Bears thought otherwise. So they obviously have a plan for him. Ben Johnson has a plan for him. That's exciting. We know the work that he did with tight ends in Detroit. And, yeah, it's a powerhouse division. We're talking about primetime games and stuff. NFC North is going to be featured prominently and with good reason.
Another one that's getting featured prominently, NFC East. I mean, Philly's getting a ton, you know. And then how do you see that playing out with Dallas, Giants, and Washington?
Well, Commanders are always going to be Commanders are the new darling of the NFL schedule makers, right, because of Jaden Daniels and the teams run to the NFC Championship game last season. You know, young quarterbacks are a schedule maker's best friend and also a ticket to standalone exclusive windows. So that's the reason why you see a lot of them. Eagles defending champs, like you mentioned. Cowboys, ratings machine, America's team. They have the branding. They have the legacy. So they're always going to get a lot of big windows as well. And then the Giants also kind of a similar reason for, just the size of the fan base and the eyeballs that come with it.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today, talking NFL. Chris, last thing for you. In the AFC, AFC South in particular, better chance of getting to the playoffs based on current rosters, Colts or Jacksonville?
I'll take Jacksonville just because of the quarterback situation, right? If you get Trevor Lawrence, playing under first-year head coach Liam Cohen and close to, his top form that we saw during that, I think it was the 2022 season, with Doug Peterson, I think that will, set the Jags up for a chance at a division title. And I just don't see how the Colts quarterback situation resolves itself in a suitable fashion to have a better path to the playoffs.
Chris Boombacha, enjoy your schedule release party that I'm sure you're throwing tomorrow night.
Oh, no, yeah, I'll be starting the morning, actually, with CBS Morning, and then I'll be waiting for the news from Netflix's up front, and then the big party. So, yeah, three different parties.